show. This is a different music bed than I'm used to hearing. Maybe the board operator is playing tricks on us.
I like it.
Or maybe it's like our own song because we're, you know, we're
not the normal crew. Music beds for She Talk Live.
No, yeah. There used to be, before the Sunday show went live, normally, so Free Talk Live now is on 7 nights a week. By the way, we're kicking off hour 2 here. It's Stephanie with you. And
Emmy.
And Julia.
Yeah, and Free Talk Live is live Sunday nights, 7 nights a week. But it used to be just 6 nights a week until we added the Sunday show, which is now me and Mark hosting every Sunday. But before that, the Sunday show of Free Talk Live was an internet-only thing. And sometimes it got a little wild and crazy. It was more like, you know, a way to kind of train people about how to host Free Talk Live or how to improve our radio skills so that maybe in case like a situation like this came up where Ian and Mark went away, that somebody could fill in for them. And I actually learned everything I know from that, basically. So I used to host once a month on Sunday or something like that, and we called it She Talk Live because I would always have all female co-hosts on with me. So it became kind of like a little
meme. This is great for me. It's a nice switch up from dealing with the boys.
Bicker a lot.
They do, and it's endearing, and they should be married.
It's
and
very
I'm glad
cute.
They're off spooning in New York. I think that's fantastic for them.
No, I don't think it's because they're men. Like anybody could bicker, right? I mean,
well, sure.
Everybody bickers
right.
anyway.
They just, they've got a weird relationship. They've been friends for
yeah.
so long. They pretend like they're not friends. They really love each other, but they don't want to say it. It's a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's yeah. fun for me. I really
Milk
enjoy
and
it with them, and Stephanie, I was as thrilled when you hit me up online and said, you know, will you still come to the show? I said, absolutely. And then as soon as I was telling you this earlier, as soon as I got offline, I'm like, oh, maybe I should ask her what we're going to talk about.
Oh, we never have a problem filling up the time, yeah. Well, it's nice to be here with you ladies, and thanks so much
yeah,
again for coming
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
By the way, 855-450-3733 is the number if you want to call us tonight, talk about anything that's on your mind. We were talking sort of about the egalitarianism, I guess, and the liberty movement, like where are the women? I mean, I think at least in New Hampshire it is getting better over time. Do you ladies agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really keep track myself, being one, you know.
I've noticed it more and more as I've started to think about these kind of things and pay attention. And we'll go into this more, but I want to see what the caller has to say first of all. Troy has been waiting on the line. Troy, are you still with us?
I am still with you. Yeah.
Please go ahead with your thoughts.
I guess I have a two-part question. Like,
sure.
Number one, you know, is there a shortage of women that are libertarians? And number two, why is there a shortage if that's so? And number three, you know, what's the solution to it?
Great questions. Okay, so is there a shortage of women, first of all? I think yes,
yeah.
although
yes.
it seems to be getting better.
I think the consensus
in New Hampshire
seems to be yes.
is certainly getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've been around the Liberty Movement for a long time, and I do think it is getting better, but we still have a long way to go.
And we wanted to be specific, too, between the Libertarian Party and the Liberty Movement or Liberty-minded people, too.
Yes. And, Troy, you mean the broader Liberty Movement, right?
Yeah, I'm an anarchist or anarcho-capitalist, so yeah.
There you
not
go. Okay.
Party
so you're a non-voter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. I vote for Ron Paul if he was up here, but
well, you're in Canada. What are you saying? You'd vote for Ron Paul? You'd never have a chance to do
that. If he was up here, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so, and why? So why is there a shortage of liberty-minded women? Do you ladies want to answer that first? I have a lot of thoughts on this. So
I would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so I think not only is it, it happens in other movements, as I mentioned before, like the nerds and the skeptics and stuff like that, anything that's sort of male-dominated. But for the liberty movement in particular, I think that there are a lot of people who are libertarians who see feminism, basically, the women's rights movement, where, you know, there was a lot of cultural activism to get equality for women, and they came a long way, you know, in getting women now can choose basically the career that they want to go into. They're not limited to being wives and mothers. They have more earning power than they did in the past. There's still some discrimination in some areas, but largely, you know, there have been a lot of victories for women's rights, especially from a cultural standpoint, and now the laws are a lot more egalitarian, too. They don't really discriminate against women either. But I think people see that, and they see that there are a lot of sort of authoritarian feminists, you know, who want to use the government to get things for women and who want women to win, basically. And I personally am of the mindset, I do call myself a feminist, but I am of the mindset that I want true gender equality. I don't want anybody to win. I want us all to work together. And so I would call myself maybe a gender egalitarian or a libertarian feminist or something of that nature. I've been criticized for it even on Free Talk Live, just that word feminism, because people assume that it means that I want to dominate. You know, I want women to be on top because women have been historically oppressed and now we're going to take back the power. And no, that's not what I'm about. But I think people see the women's sort of women's liberation or women's rights movement, and they get like this resentment, you know, especially when feminists try to use the government to get things. And being liberty-minded people, they really don't like that, so they become anti-feminists. They become actually a little bit misogynistic, and they think it's okay to perpetuate sexism and misogynistic ideas just because they're reacting to sort of the abuses of feminism.
I think you are right to a point, and I think you're certainly right in some circumstances. I think for me and some women I know who are liberty-minded but not necessarily active as an activist or in the Free State Project or politically or anything, it's just they don't like what they see. You could be liberty-minded at home in your own home and not go out and be active. And if you don't like what you see, there's really no motivation to go out and necessarily join. So if you see people who are misogynistic or aren't exactly the most socially adept people on the face of the planet.
That is something I think we should touch on.
Absolutely. Your turn.
The lack of social adeptness.
No, you can continue. I was just going to say...
Yeah.
Save that for later.
Yeah, I certainly think that there's a lack for some people of appeal in the people who are active in high visibility, like in men, in the liberty movement or liberty-minded people. And it does depend where you go and where you live and what...
Are you talking about, like, sex appeal, like they don't draw people in because they're sexy? Because I don't think women would join the liberty movement necessarily because they're trying to find a boyfriend. I think that could be actually a stereotype.
Well, I would agree with that, and that's not exactly the point that I'm trying to make. What I'm trying to make is, yeah, I'm a native. Mm-hmm. I've been here a long, long time, and I have watched before I became a host here. I've been familiar with the Free State Project since before New Hampshire was even chosen as the destination state, mm-hmm. and to see how people conduct themselves didn't really motivate me to go out and become active.
Yes. Okay.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I can certainly see that point, and I agree with you. Yeah.
So I would. That's really all I have on it. If you would like to touch on that.
Well, I'd love to talk about the lack of social skills. It's kind of difficult for me to put into words, and I certainly don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or anything like that. But it seems, I mean, we talked about the burping and some of the things that were said, and it seems like a lot of people that are drawn to the liberty movement, they tend to be more like loners style people.
Yes, that's a very good point.
And maybe they weren't really the most social growing up, and it seems like
it can be hard to relate to people when you're in a real status society. So sometimes, yeah, you're right.
I totally understand it, but it seems sometimes like they don't really know how to act. And I'm not sure if it has anything to do with me being a woman. There just happens mm-hmm. to be more men. There's plenty of socially awkward women out there. But like when I go and I am hanging out with a group of really awkward guys that I'm just not comfortable with, mm-hmm. and it's just not a comfortable environment. I don't really know how to describe it other than that.
And
because
sometimes
it's this feeling, not
sometimes it's just awkward, but sometimes it comes out as almost threatening. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so there was an instance or a situation where I was at a party with a bunch of libertarian people or, you know, sort of liberty-minded people, and there was a conversation going around, and someone came out with a very inappropriate question. I had just met this person about 10 minutes earlier, and he asked me a question about oral sex, basically. And it, not only was it awkward, it was also, I really felt a little unsafe. So I left. And I think a lot of women do that. They just leave.
Yeah.
Troy, if you would, hang on. I know you want a chance to comment, so please hold the line if you would. We've been full of thoughts on this subject, and if you want to bring up this issue, no.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Stephanie with you.
And Lenny.
And Julia.
Oh, we got lyrics here.
Nice.
Girls just want to have fun.
Is it?
Oh, no, I don't think that's what it is.
No, I know it's not. That's the only song I can think of that's about girls.
Something like that, yeah. I actually prefer to be called a woman, and I've been so flamed for this on Free
really?
Talk Live. I said it once on the air, like, I prefer to be called a woman. It's not accurate. A girl is a young, you know, a young lady, right? And a woman is what I am. I'm almost 30. I'm not a girl. But, yeah, people
That's funny.
Really got upset
lady.
About that. Very upset.
Now, see, I had this conversation. Sure. We're going to digress here for a minute. I just had this conversation with someone the other day. There is a difference between a woman and a lady. Now, if, and there was a guy I knew years ago who was, he would say, hey, lady, and it would drive me berserk.
Did you tell him, that you didn't like it and he kept doing it?
I am a lady when I'm behaving like one. And
what does that mean?
Prim, proper, pristine.
Oh my!
Sweet,
I don't know.
Innocent, shy,
well,
virginal.
I don't know. Those things.
Yeah.
But
those things can be very confining too, don't you think?
Sure.
I personally am not a big fan of gender roles. I mean, if you naturally act that way, sure, but. Nobody should be forced to by culture.
I know that you take issue with it, and I respect that for sure. I don't. It doesn't. I will cringe at dear or hun or sweetie.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
I don't. It makes me raise my eyebrow just as much as somebody calling me lady out of the blue. But it's not. I mean, it's not going to end my day. I'm not going to stop my conversation and be like, you know what? This is how it's going to be. You are not going to call me a chick.
Yeah,
I'm not a chick.
I don't like that either. I don't like it. By the way, I guess this is as good a time as any to remind people that the Free State Project, Porcupine Freedom Festival, is coming up.
Segue full of wind.
In about 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, actually, I'm going to be going up early on Sunday before it starts to set up the Free Talk Live studio and do a show with Mark that evening. That'll be on the 17th, but on the 18th is the first the kickoff of the official start of Pork Fest, June 18th, and it goes through the 24th. It's a whole week, but even if you can only come for part of the week, it's definitely worth making a trip. I mean, there's nowhere else where you can be around more than 1,000 freedom-loving people. You know, and if you are concerned about sort of the lack of women in the liberty movement, there are lots. I mean, you take 1,000 people, even if less than half of them are women, there are still going to be women there if that's what you're looking for. I mean, I can't guarantee that all of them will be looking for partners or anything like that, or will be wanting to be hit on. And that's maybe something we'll discuss. But, you know, there'll be a diverse array of people there, you know, and I really like that. I like to have all different kinds of people because the ideas of liberty are universal. You know, they apply to everyone, and especially people maybe historically oppressed or minorities. I think that they could really benefit from seeing the idea that the state is not helping them. It's not their friend, and you know, maybe they could benefit from learning about the ideas of liberty. You know, so let's go back to Troy in Saskatchewan. Troy, let's go to you because I want to get your comments. We kind of talked for most of the last segment, so what do you want to say?
Oh, okay. Well, would it be fair to say that there might be two types of women that are in the libertarian community, and that would be one that found liberty through a book, like through an idea, and type B would be found liberty through a partner?
No.
A book and a partner. There are other ways.
Like,
what if they listen to Free Talk Live?
What if they were raised by a constitutionalist? What if they were raised by a constitutionalist?
Oh, I see. Yeah,
Or were born and raised in New Hampshire, which is a hotbed of liberty. You know, that's a double whammy for me right there.
I think there are lots of different ways that people find out about liberty. But what's your distinction, Troy?
I guess in my experience, like I met my wife, you start with, you know, an intelligent person, right? And you know, you should probably don't have to be a libertarian because these ideas are fairly, they're not common in the atmosphere, you know, in the culture. So you just start by finding somebody smart and then, you know, you can convert people. And that's what I did.
In my opinion, it's much like religion, is that statism is something that you are taught. It's not when you are born just a sovereign individual without the ideas of the state or government or society implanted upon you until the people who raise you or take you in impart those to you. And whether you choose to take them or not is not always a conscious decision, but it's a decision nonetheless.
Well, yeah, and you know how you can tell that, Nemi, is because if, you know, religion were so intuitive, or if it made sense, or if the ideas of statism were so intuitive, they wouldn't need threats to get people to accept
them.
That's right. They wouldn't need 13 years of government school to get people believing that it's okay to drop drones on, you know, missiles on funerals. They wouldn't need threats of hell and all this years of religious, you know, conditioning to get people to accept the idea that they have to live the way that a priest tells them to, you know. So if those ideas were great, they would stand on their own. But, you know, Troy, back to something that you said about sort of, I don't know, the different, you know, different ideas maybe among women in the liberty movement. We were kind of talking about this during the break, and, you know, Julia was mentioning there can be some of these, like, gatherings, you know, like, especially way back in the day. Julia and I have been, you know, around the Free State Project for, you know, 6 years or so, right?
Yeah.
And we were just reminiscing about some of the old days, you know, back in the day when, you know, we would be like the only woman there, or maybe one of two, and there would be dozens of men. And it can feel sometimes like a little bit intimidating. I mean, especially
right.
when they're coming up, they're all trying to kind of hit on you and stuff, and maybe you don't want to be hit on.
Right. It would be a party kind of atmosphere, so there'd be lots of alcohol.
Yeah.
Socially
alcohol always
moving everyone up, right?
As if
and
they
you
needed
would be
any
one of two women. The other one would be married, hanging on to their husband the whole time. So you would be the only, like, young lady by yourself or whatever. And it,
you get to
there
talk
would be
to
enough
everyone.
Yeah, it would be enough people hitting on you. It wasn't like every single one of them was hitting on you, that it makes for an awkward environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time, you know, this brought up another thought for me, which was that every time, you know, there's some incident that happens that maybe freaks women out, and maybe it has a little bit of inherent gender bias or sexism or something like that. Maybe it's like for instance, I've heard jokes about rape go around, and that is not funny to me.
No,
and
me either.
Especially, you know, there are people who've been raped, both men and women. I mean, men can be raped too, of course, but, you know, there are lots of people who have had some kind of experience with that. It may be triggering them. You never really know. So I just don't think those kind of jokes are funny or appropriate. And whenever they happen, the person who tells them will inevitably point to, like, the one woman who doesn't feel offended at that and say, look, she doesn't care, so it must be okay. You know, and there's always that woman there, because I think it is easier to survive in male-dominated environments when you do maybe hold a few sexist beliefs yourself, and women can hold sexist beliefs.
Certainly, and you never know, that one woman may just be keeping her mouth shut because she doesn't want to say, hey, I'm one of the one in four people
yes.
who has been sexually assaulted in their lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. Troy, thanks for the call tonight. I hope we answered your questions. Really appreciate you bringing up this subject. We've got lots of other calls on the line waiting patiently. And we'll get to them all when we return. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Your calls after this.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only
AmericanBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Emmy.
And Julia.
I am digging these music better.
Yeah, Charles has good taste. He's the board operator tonight, so thank you, Charles, for doing everything that you do for us. The number is 855-450-3733. I know you want to talk to us about about women in the liberty movement. It's a hot topic. We always get a lot of calls when we bring this up, or bring up anything else that's on your mind. Also want to remind you that Free Talk Live has lots of ways, if you like the show, to help promote it. You can get little avatars, banners, graphics, everything you need, promos, audio promos, maybe even some videos over at promote.freetalklive.com. If you're looking for a way to help out Free Talk Live that's completely free, you're always welcome to have some of those, and they're all there for you completely free, like I just mentioned. And hey, are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. You can incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and they do all sorts of legal documents. Patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save 10% off your order at LegalZoom.com. And yeah, I actually used LegalZoom several years ago for I forget what it was for, but I want to say like a lease agreement, and they were great. I recommend. So, all right, let's go back to the phones, ladies, and I'm sure we'll have more thoughts to discuss. Jimmy is listening on WXNT. Jimmy, what's on your mind tonight? Jimmy, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hi, what's on your mind?
This equal pay bill blocked in the Senate. I don't think it's high time women start making as much money as men do.
You don't think it's high time, or you do think it's high time?
I think it is.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if the government is the best way to go about that. I think a lot of times employers might find ways around whatever regulations, even if they have sort of good intentions like this.
The problem is that we don't have enough women running companies who are able to pull other women up through the glass ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, there are way fewer female executives, that's for sure.
I think that's changing, though, slowly.
Slowly, yeah. I hope it can change more. And yeah, I think Jimmy may be right about that. Like, there is still this legacy of sort of oppression of women, I guess, for lack of a better word, or bias against them. There's also this idea that, like, you know, a lot of times big corporations just kind of become a men's club, for lack of a better word. Women are kind of expected to, like, look great all the time when they're at work. Their appearance is commented on. Men, nobody talks about that stuff. They'll have meetings sometimes late at night when women are, like, doing family things, maybe. Mm-hmm. Women sort of also have this sort of cultural pressure or obligation to have families and to be the one who takes care of the kid when they're sick and stuff like that. And all of these things sort of add up, and when you have a lot of male executives who maybe don't understand or can't relate to those things, sometimes it can be hard for women to sort of break into that world, you know?
Right.
I think what would be more helpful...
In my opinion, I think women can have it all.
I would agree with you.
That the males in our society, at least since I was a kid in the 60s, have always put the women down because saying, well, you know, they don't really take them seriously.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
I think it's about time that they start taking women seriously, because women are a big voting block in this society now. You know, the soccer moms phenomenon back in the early 90s. Under
well, and we're people, too. I'd like to be taken seriously because I'm an individual, not because I vote.
More than I do men in the long run. My mother had a lot to do with raising me, so I learned how to respect women at a very early age.
Well, thank you for that, Jimmy. Yeah, and I can't really disagree with what he has to say. Anything else you want to say to Jimmy?
Well, I would agree with you.
I think that it's high time that women get the same amount of pay and respect and equality in the workplace as men do.
Thank you.
I've always thought that.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. I appreciate your call. Really, really appreciate his thoughts.
I'm with you, Stephanie, that it's not something that I think is going to happen through governmental mandate.
It has to be a cultural change.
First of all.
That's why I spend so much time talking about it, because it has to be cultural.
It's certainly more government invading and checking up on people. And I really think the way for it to be done is open communication in the market in a particular employment situation where people are disclosing their salaries. I would be happy to do that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Julia.
Well, I was going to change gears a little bit. Have you ever seen Boardwalk Empire?
No.
I haven't.
Okay, well, Boardwalk Empire, for those who don't know, is an HBO show, and it actually takes place during alcohol prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it. It's sort of told from the perspective of the politicians and those kind of guys and the very first episode is the night before prohibition goes into place, and all these really rich politicians are sitting in behind closed doors and celebrating how much money they're going to make when alcohol is illegal.
Yeah.
But the reason I brought it up was because my favorite part of Boardwalk Empire is I think that the show does a really great job of portraying what life was like in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
They make it seem very realistic, and my favorite aspect is the women in the show.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously it's these really rich politician-type guys, but every one of them has a girl on his shoulder. And in the scenes where they're at the parties, the girl is literally just hanging on him.
Wow.
And they sometimes, they're actually talking about women getting the right to vote, and so they'll make jokes, sexist jokes about it, and one of the men will say something like, why don't you tell us about the League of Nations? And the girl will, of course, say, like, well, I don't know nothing about no League of Nations.
Yeah,
but it's very interesting, because just in the whole thing, the women kind of... they're not that confident. They seem, you know, like they're so dependent on the men in a lot of cases for money and things like that. So it's just a very interesting perspective.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're shown women in those roles for your whole life, when you grow up seeing nothing but women who are dependent on men, you know, for your entire life, and you grow up seeing nothing but women who are very demure and subservient and what's the word I'm looking for? Submissive, you know, and are just really trying to please everybody else and having no real needs or desires of their own. You really learn that that's how women should be, and you kind of fall into those roles yourself. I think that still happens to some extent.
I think it does, too.
It's getting way better, for sure.
It is. It's definitely, it's nice to see how far that we've come, because it's so awful.
Yeah.
But I think being independent is so important, especially as a woman.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, and as people who like freedom, I mean, all the people who are listening to this show, I think Free Talk Live's demographic has more male listeners just because I guess they listen to talk radio more. But, you know, you can relate to this. I mean, on the aspect of independence and individuality, like, men get objectified too, I would say. Like, women, there's this myth that sort of women are only valuable for their looks and their beauty and their sex appeal and stuff like that, but men kind of get some of that too. I think they get objectified for money, you know, like people try to sort of take advantage of them or get their money or whatever. You know, so maybe they can relate to us on that. What about, you know, like you mentioned the idea this show has these women who are like really dependent and kind of not very assertive. There's this idea, and it even exists today. I saw this talked about a little bit in a TED Talk by Sheryl Sandberg. She's the COO of Facebook, and she's one of the few female executives, so she gives a lot of talks about women in business and stuff. And, you know, she was saying that study after study has shown that men will constantly overestimate their performance on tests and ask for more salary than maybe they get. They're, like, just more active, I guess, or take a more active role in trying to get what they want, whereas women will underestimate themselves. They'll ask for less. They won't negotiate raises. They won't negotiate pay increases.
Sure.
And so, you know, maybe that, regardless of where it comes from, whether it's gender roles or what, maybe that plays a role in the sort of the wage gap, you know,
right,
between men and women.
Yeah. Interesting.
I would agree.
You know, I think when there are these laws that say, you know, you can't discriminate against women, like when the government makes these laws that say you have to hire as many women as men, or you have to, I don't know, not ask. One of the questions you can't ask when you're an employer is, like, are you married or are you going to have children or whatever. But, you know, employers find ways to kind of find that out, or they just discriminate against all women, even those who don't want to have children.
Sure.
Right.
People are going to discriminate whether it's illegal or not.
Yeah, that's why, like we said, I think it has to come from culture. It has to be about hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm.
This is Free Talk Live. We would love to hear from you this evening at 855-450-3733. More on the topic of gender when we come up, or a kid who is denied his inhaler. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is like some kind of a new agey.
It's ironic because they're all...
Oh, there we go. Got some guitars in there. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I feel like I should be taking a bubble bath right now to this music.
Yeah.
Candles lit.
Something like
incense.
That. It's Stephanie with you.
And Nemi.
And Julia.
And we thank you for joining us tonight. Would like to remind you that you can help out Free Talk Live for as little as the price of a cup of coffee every month. It is so little. It's $3 a month, and you can get all kinds of perks. They do offer you something for that. The AMP podcast has no commercials, so if you want to listen to the archives of Free Talk Live, if you're a podcast listener, you can listen commercial-free by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Get all the details there, and we thank you so much for that. Ladies, we were going to talk about this boy a high school boy who was refused access to his inhaler during an asthma attack. I mean, this is life-threatening here.
Yep.
I have an article here from clickorlando.com. Is that the same one you have, Nemi?
It's one I have, too.
Okay. So here I have the headline. The nurse refuses student inhaler during asthma attack. School says medical release form lacked parent's signature. Oh!
School administration lacks common sense.
Yeah, that should be the headline.
We don't have a phone, like, call them at work.
Yeah, or it's an emergency. I mean, he's, like, he could die. He can't breathe. And I don't know if you've ever experienced an asthma attack, but it is just, even if you're not going to die, if you can breathe a little bit, it feels like you're going to die. It is one of the worst feelings to have trouble breathing.
Yeah, it really is.
No, it's very scary.
I've never had asthma, but I'm allergic to cats, and sometimes I have cats because I kind of developed this allergy later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get rid of my cats because I love them dearly. But if I clean or I get where I'm in the cat hair and kind of, you know, it's in the air, I get really bad and I can't breathe. And it's very alarming. You know, it puts you in panic mode, really.
Yeah, and then how are you supposed to sort of calm your breathing if you're really upset and scared?
Yeah, it just makes it worse.
Yeah, so from Deltona, Florida, I have no idea how to pronounce this, Volusia County school officials stand by a Deltona High School nurse's decision to refuse a student his inhaler during an asthma attack, citing lack of a parent's signature on a medical release form. Wow.
Well, I'm curious. They said they refused his inhaler. Now, did he have the inhaler in the pocket, in his pocket, or was the inhaler in the nurse's office?
No, it was in his locker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to read that part
yeah,
now?
Yeah, sure. He said the school dean found his inhaler during a search of his locker last Friday. The inhaler was still in its original packaging, complete with his name and directions for its use. However, the school took it away because his mother hadn't signed the proper form for him to have it.
Now, this is just the most unthinking. This is like the zero-tolerance mentality. Don't you think so? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
This is like when they ban students for having butter knives, for drawing pictures of guns, things like that. I mean, there is no critical thinking involved.
Searching for acetaminophen.
Yes,
too.
That case that went to the Supreme Court,
yep,
right?
Sure did.
Yeah, and there was another case where I recently read about this like 14-year-old girl who was suspended for an inappropriate outfit, which was not inappropriate. It was like a short sleeve shirt and a skirt that went to her knees. I mean, it was not. It's just something that she was wearing was against the school dress code, so they kicked her out. And it's like, there's no thought involved. Just follow the rules. Just following orders.
And there's no leeway either, because just from the beginning of the article, it says the school officials are backing the nurse. So, okay, the nurse was just following orders.
Yeah.
So the school officials were just following orders, probably from an attorney who doesn't want to get the school sued or is trying to protect the school district from a lawsuit from some parent who this kid has handed his inhaler off to. And we were talking about this earlier, too. What happens? Can you even abuse an inhaler to...
I don't think so. I mean, it could make your heart beat a little faster. It kind of like gives you an adrenaline boost a little bit.
It seems like it's not like this is Adderall, right? Or
no.
Ritalin or something that could be abused. It's an inhaler. It has one purpose, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody abuse an inhaler in my life, though I have seen kids sniff glue, so.
Yeah, and they have plenty of glue at the school, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, they have plenty of things that you could abuse if you wanted to, if you were desperate enough, but really, I mean, a 17-year-old kid who is
17?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know they don't think you're an adult.
That is worse.
Yeah, I know they don't think you're an adult until the arbitrary magical age of 18, but I think he would know if he was having an asthma attack, especially if he's had asthma for several years, which most kids have it from childhood, so they know what it feels like when they're having an attack. It's very obvious to anyone who's watching them. They'll be, you know, they can't breathe. And he's going to know when he needs to use his inhaler. And there's actually a quote from him, the person. It's like something out of a horror film. The person just sits there and watches you die, said Michael Rudy, 17. She sat there, looked at me, and did nothing.
Now, EMTs,
that's the nurse.
They wouldn't even call the hospital?
They called his mother. School leaders called Sue Rudy when her son started having trouble breathing. She rushed to the office and was taken back to the nurse's office by school administrators, and they discovered the teen on the floor. As soon as we opened up the door, we saw my son collapsing against the wall on the floor of the nurse's office while she was standing in the window of the locked door looking down at my son, who was in full-blown asthma attack.
Wow. That's
horrible.
Like the Milgram experiments where the person was, you know, it was a Confederate in this experiment. What they did was set up a scenario where there's like a prisoner and the experimental subject is instructed by a person with a lab coat to just give them increasingly powerful shocks when they get these test questions wrong until they die. And the person who is an actor who's supposed to be the test subject is saying, oh, my heart feels weird. I don't feel so good. Right. I feel like I'm going to die. Please stop. And then the person in the lab coat says, you must proceed with the experiment. Mm-hmm. That's what it reminds me of. I mean, the nurse just watching through a pane of glass as this kid is collapsing against the wall, unable to breathe, clearly suffering. I mean, if you become a nurse, even if you're a school nurse, maybe you're just looking for a job. I don't know. But if you become a nurse, don't you have some compassion for people suffering?
Right. Why did they call his mom who they should have called? If he's passing out, he said, Michael Rudy said when he started to pass out from his attack, the nurse locked the door. Why didn't she get on the phone to 911?
She didn't want to be in the room anymore.
Right.
I don't want to hear you dying.
Right.
Wow.
Call 911.
Yeah.
If an EMS or EMT shows up on scene, I'm sure they would have the common sense to treat this kid without a signed permission slip from his mother. What is it, exigent circumstances, or it's an emergency? This is absolutely crazy.
There are many disturbing things about this story. The fact that he had a prescription and it had his name on it, doctor's notes, makes it even more ludicrous.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously his mother is okay with it if he has a prescription.
Yeah, I mean, you can get birth control pills without parental permission after age 14 or something mm-hmm. like that. You can get other types of medication from a doctor when you're 17. Why not an asthma inhaler?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, just, it is so disturbing. It says, let's see, the mother said, I mean, it's common sense. If I saw an animal in the street in distress, I would probably stop to help. Why couldn't she help a child? Great
That's
question.
What she's there for.
Maybe she sees him as an animal, you know? I believe that when I closed my eyes, I wasn't going to wake up, said Michael, the kid. I shouldn't call him a kid. He's a
17?
Young man. Yeah.
That's right.
17. The director of student health services said parents must sign the release form. No exceptions. Even if you're dying, you need to have that signature. It was the parents' fault that they didn't sign it. Right? That's probably what they would say. They would probably blame it on the parent for not signing. You should have done your due diligence. I mean, it's crazy. Now, when I was in high school, I had a nurse that was similarly, I guess, maybe negligent or incompetent, I guess. I can try to remember what school it was. I don't really remember. All I remember is that one time I hit my head in gym class. Like, I got hit with a hockey puck, and I went to the nurse's office because I had a bruise on my face, and she took my temperature. It's like, that's what they have to do, no matter what. And then they would tell you, like, if, you know, no matter what was wrong with you, they'd tell you, you know, sit on the toilet, go in the bathroom, you know, if you injured yourself, if you bump yourself or whatever. I mean, just doesn't make sense, you know.
No, this is public school, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I went to private school, and I got hit in the face with a lacrosse ball,
uh-huh.
and they took me to the hospital.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. And what I'm trying to think what a lacrosse ball feels like. Is it hard? Or?
It's a hard rubber ball with a steel, like around a
Ooh.
Steel ball bearing.
Okay. Ouch.
Yeah. It hurt.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you think that, but I mean, that shows some caring and, you know I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate response for sure. And the article goes on to say that the mom thinks her son could have died because of technicality.
Yeah. I wonder how he woke up. That wasn't really clear from the article. Did you see that, Nemi? Like, how did... he didn't have access to this inhaler.
Well, the mom came, so maybe he had access to the inhaler when she was there.
I see. Yeah, that must have been it. Wow. Yeah,
but they can't explain why 911 wasn't called. They're going to get sued.
Just doing my job. Just
That's
following
right.
orders.
Following orders.
Except nobody in charge knows what they're doing. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Hour 3 of the show is coming up. More with your calls when we return. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.